Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Over the summer, wildfires devastated West Maui. Experts suspect that invasive grasses made the fires worse. As the smoke clears, we wondered what it's been like for people to return to their neighborhoods and what it means to live in the aftermath of a natural disaster. We had Emily Tom from our Possibly team look into it.
Hi, Megan.
So, Emily, you're from Hawaii, right?
Yeah, I'm from Honolulu, so we weren't impacted by the fires.
Got it.
But we've all been checking in on friends, making sure they're okay, and hearing stories about people who ran from the fires. One of those people was Jackie Ellis.
Every minute, it was just more and more smoke until it was kind of just really our whole neighborhood was smoke.
She's been a teacher at Lahaina Luna High School for 5 years. When she and her roommate saw flames coming down the mountain toward Lahaina, she packed some things and drove away with her dogs.
And so I just kind of flew down this one street, and that's when I passed by my student who was there, who ended up pulling next to me at a light and letting me know he was out of gas. And in the intersection we were at, that's when the embers started flying in.
She and her former student were able to escape together.
What else happened? Was Jackie's house okay?
She's been back to Lahaina a few times now, and her house is still standing. But Jackie's worried about a lot more than her property. I mean, this was the deadliest wildfire in the country in the last 100 years. People are grieving, not just for the lives lost, but for the town itself.
Driving through Lahaina is maybe the hardest I think I've ever cried. It just like is its own entity. Like it has such spirit and mana and like everything. And so to see it like that was very hard. It was like you've lost a loved one.
And with loss comes a sense of uncertainty. Like once you've been through a disaster like this, what are you supposed to do next?
That was my first question, kind of like waking up the next morning, is where is everyone going to go?
Plus, there's the issue of land. Jackie said a lot of residents are worried that Lahaina is going to be bought out by outsiders and rebuilt as the next Waikiki.
And the biggest fear people have is big hotels or big companies buying up big plots of land from people who just can't afford to pay a mortgage on a house that's not there anymore.
It sounds like people are dealing with a lot on top of recovering from a natural disaster.
Definitely. The past few months have been hard, and it's a long road ahead. But Jackie said she's seen people turn to each other for strength and support.
What I love about the people here, about all my friends and the community, is they really do have this positive, bright, forceful spirit. Like, it's hard to get them down. And so I know that the community will stay strong, and they're going to fight for everything that they need and deserve.
For people hearing about Jackie's story who want to help, how can they do that?
Jackie actually put together a spreadsheet of a bunch of fundraisers for people affected by the wildfires, including some of her students. That means you can help even if you're all the way on the East Coast. We'll include a link in the transcript of this episode.
Great. Thank you, Emily. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of The Publix Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.